This is News from the Set, 1450 WYCG, 107.7 FM, 299 CD, Richmond, San Antonio.
Always on the scene, got real girls. ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Just a few hours back on Monday, Hurricane Milton exploded into a Category 5 powerhouse in the center of Florida, the Florida Gulf Coast. Now it's just been downgraded to a Category 4. ABC's Jim Ryan's in town.
With dozens of counties under a state of emergency, residents of First Bay, Florida didn't have to be told twice to run for safety. On Monday night, Tampa International Airport was crowded with people trying to get out of town. As the weather worsened, the airport is closed today.
With 28 days to go, Vice President Kamala Harris sitting for a primetime interview on CBS's 60 Minutes.
I believe in my soul and heart. The American people are ready to turn the page.
Trump was back on Fox. Following the day Israel marked the first anniversary of the October 7th attack by Hamas, the fighting continued in Gaza and Lebanon, where Israel acquired nearly 200 projectiles into Israel. Cost of play mega millions about to rise, going from $2 to $5 in April. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court hears oral arguments Tuesday on a move to regulate the kits used to make so-called ghost guns. ABC's Stephen Portal has more from D.C.
Law enforcement agencies say they've seen an explosion in use of assembled ghost guns.
Nearly impossible to trace without serial numbers.
2022, the ATF adopted a rule declaring the kits to be firearms, subject to the same background check requirements as guns sold by a dealer. Opponents of that rule say the agency has gone beyond its authority. They're hoping to see a repeat of the High Court's ruling in the Bunks Down case. Justices ruled 6-3 last term, but only Congress can ban Bunks Down.
Sissy Houston, two-time Grammy-winning singer and mother of Whitney Houston, has died. During the disco craze of the 70s, family statement says Sissy Houston died in a home in Newark, New Jersey, while under hospice care for Alzheimer's. She was 91 years old. Dave Packer, ABC News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the SEC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad reclaims. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era.
It's Ambrosia.
With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Don't say it's the truth and then lie again.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Fritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A woman from North Carolina is waiting out the aftermath of Hurricane Ian.
Evacuees said wealthies are devastated at Spruce Pine, North Carolina. People are getting help, but the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm too.
Don't politicize our disaster.
A man is in jail after a weekend standoff in Waukesha. Police responded to a domestic incident on Saturday. The man barricaded himself in his home by the time officers arrived. The escalation efforts failed, so officers used tear gas. The alleged victim and two police officers suffered minor injuries. That's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Badger Player of the Week. I'm Mike Martin for sports, college football, Wisconsin Badgers track head coach, not only Big Ten freshman of the week, six catches, two touchdowns against the head coach Rick Pickle said running back Tyree Walker looked good as the game wore on.
It gave Tyree an opportunity probably to truly kind of see what he can establish. Being physical at that, I think those kinds of guys do gain momentum after taking hits.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Now, the first says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back after meeting with the suspended wide receiver yesterday. Jair Alexander says Dobbs, one of the best receivers.
I always want to go against Dobbs. I mean, he's really good. I mean, he's coming in really good, not catching a single pass on me, and now he's in contested. He's going up for 50-50 balls now. I mean, he's a pro. You know, he goes about it the right way. He comes in, I mean, he catches 100 balls. It's more after practice. His attention to detail is very on point.
That's the Packers, Jair Alexander, for Sports Online.
Always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Grab that jacket if you have to head outdoors during the overnight. We'll see clear skies and light winds, and that'll allow temperatures to drop to the middle 30s by daybreak. A patchy frost will be possible. After that, melt away, sunny skies, highs in the lower 70s. It's 39 in our studios.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Mark Becker, host of the Rational Revolution, joins me. Plus, Trump says migrants have the murder gene. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Kevin Newton coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. 29 days to the election day. Lots going on. We have a very, very busy show coming up for you. Also, a reminder, President Biden will be in Milwaukee tomorrow to highlight portions of his bipartisan infrastructure law and focusing on removing lead pipes from the city of Milwaukee. Our news team here at Civic Media will be following President Biden's trip to Wisconsin tomorrow, and we'll have updates for you all throughout the day. And you can also go to our website at civicmedia.us. Coming up on the show, we have Melissa Kay, our colleague. She's also the news director at WFHR and WIRI for Civic Media. She will be here at 10:33. She had an opportunity to speak to a survivor, Hurricane Helene, and it's just heart-wrenching. And we're going to talk about how we can help and what we can do. 11:06, the fabulous farm babe, Kev Yonke, will be here. We're going to talk about all things. The Dairy Expo was just last week, so we'll find out what happened at that. I also have a question. I heard one of her pieces that aired across Civic Media on Sheep with Dreadlocks, and I have a question. And then Corey Hartman, Civic Media's engineer, chief engineer, and doer of many things. We'll be here at 11:33 to talk about Hurricane Milton, which, of course, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, parts of Tennessee, just got creamed from Hurricane Helene. Now we have Hurricane Milton, which is heading directly for Florida's western coast, and it's already a Category 4. Yesterday it was a Category 1. And this is the problem now with these latest storms, is the rapidity or the quickness in which they get bigger and stronger and stronger and stronger. So Corey's going to talk to us about Hurricane Milton and tragically what those poor folks down there can expect. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess. First, though, we're going to start with this. I saw this last week. We didn't have an opportunity to get around to it, but I think it is important. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has thoughts that he occasionally shares on Twitter. Here's his latest thought. Voters are long over January 6th. Walls and the moderators talking about the EP debate are obsessed. While most Americans are focused on issues related to high prices, border security, public safety, and free speech. So here's my question to you. Are you over January 6th? Is it just, it happens. No worries. It's all good.
Wasn't a big deal.
No big deal. 140 officers injured. Several committed suicide. Damage done to our Capitol.
One of the people who fought with them died as well. I mean,
Let's not forget the little noose they had hanging out there for Mike Pence. So are we just, should we just get over it? We're already over it, according to Scott Walker. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or if you're watching on a live stream, leave a comment on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. For myself, I am not over January 6th. I watched it happen in real time. I wanted it to be a movie. I did not want that to be reality. And it was. And watched it for hours and hours and hours.
That image of, there's a far back shot of the Capitol, and you just saw smoke and fire.
My favorite time of year.
Like you said, like it was like a movie. It was like watching a really well shot film. But yes, and I remember saying to my coworkers at the time, I don't think this is good. Like when it first started, you saw it watching. I just stood up like, guys, something's happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it was crazy. And that, well, personally, I'll say,
down a country road.
I don't think we should forget what happened that day.
No, we shouldn't try to reframe the narrative either.
No. To a place completely peaceful tourists.
Yes.
Love this country.
Slash hostages.
Yeah. Hang Mike Pence, those people.
Yes. Good narrative.
I believe it was Ron Johnson who said, you know, people stayed in the ropes, you know, and they stayed where they were supposed to be. And, oh, there might have been a few outliers, you know, but overall, you know, they were just country loving.
Yeah. Walking in between the stanchion. So, of course, that just means they're sitting around.
Right.
Not stealing things or defecating on things or
going through people's desks.
Yeah.
No. Calling out looking for Nancy Pelosi.
You know, just normal everyday.
A normal day.
Yeah.
Just a normal day at the Capitol. Scott Walker says voters are over January 6th, that we should just move on. Are you over January 6th? 855-752-4842. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. What are your thoughts on this?
Come back to me. I run to me. Let it take me back to yesterday. Down a country road that winds through golden leaves and better times to a place where my heart longs to be. Whenever you come back to me.
The unions and all Mr. Scotty Walker were so far away.
Whenever you come back.
Thank you very much for this, and you have a good day, and thank you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, team. Really appreciate it. I do find it interesting that when Hillary Clinton lost the election, and anytime she would opine on something, the talking heads would say, why didn't she just go away?
Yeah.
Why, nobody cares about what you have to say, Hillary. But, Scott, Gingrich is still all over the place. Why do we hear what Gingrich has to say?
Because those are the guys who had people like Newt Gingrich, and before that had the GOP look of shame, and now they moved over to the darker sides of their own party. And when they talk and they support Donald Trump, it's like, well, look, we have Newt Gingrich.
Are held accountable. Good point. A little bit late, not traffic. I think with Hurricane Ida, the news cycle moves so quickly now. And I think the report that Jackson, or the Jack Smith filing, on more, many, many more details about what led up to the January 6th attack. But yeah, there's lots of people in that lots and lots of people who are involved in this. And we're going to talk to Jim Santel, who is a lawyer and host of Amicus, the law review on Saturdays here on CBS. We're going to talk to Jim tomorrow.
FBI. I'm sure Hillary Clinton was in there somewhere.
Thanks for spending time with us on Country and Community. WRCO-FM 100.9.
But then that didn't become a narrative that supported water, so they had to move on to something else.
Well, that's because none of these people were Antifa or members of the FBI or anything like that. They were actually Trump supporters.
They were traitors.
Yeah, and now they're heroes and hostages.
Yes.
Calvin?
Well, yeah, and I mean, you can just go to the right-wing sources. I think it was InfoWars. If you watch their reporting of January 6th, when it starts, they're patriots, they're heroes, this is the American Revolution. As the day progresses, it gets Ashley Babbitt shot, and then it's out-of-control police officer, and then by the next day, it's all FBI. They're all FBI.
Right.
And then now they're all tourists, and then now they're all hostages for being in jail. So it's just an evolution to fit whatever narrative they want.
And the thing that really inflames my is the fact that now when you say about officers dying, their response is, who died that day? What officers died that day? Because they died the next day or down the road or had, it no longer counts. It's not applicable. You know, the fact of the law and order party doesn't care about dead police officers.
And still will not give them a commemoration.
Nope.
Still it refuses to give them a commemoration, all those kind of police officers that protected them that day.
Feeling my genie from over there.
Scott Walker checking in saying, voters are over January 6th. Are you over it? Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Near Not Here. This is the Civic Media Radio.
Here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel
Hello,
like
everyone.
You're the
Brian
only
from
person
Walsers.
On earth.
Did you know that
and
our retail center and Muscatine
that's how it feels when you're going through
culverts,
tough times.
We have single
trouble
or double
sleeping,
wall plastic culverts,
mind racing.
And we have galvanized
so what do we
ones
do?
Also. We also
we get
have
help.
Drain tile and
there are people in our community who are
diameter.
Here for us.
And for the farmers,
sometimes
we have fencing
just
supplies,
talking to someone can make
tanks,
all the difference in the world.
Feeders, monk and
find more information
feeders,
at loveyourmindtoday.org.
Stop in at our
Richland
Center or
Muscatine
stores to see these
brought
and
to you
many
by the
great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing
Southerners for December 7th
early
make plans
month
to attend the Spring Green
Charles,
Country Christmas.
What is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what
and
keep
the
you young?
Spring Green Country Christmas Crab Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. Looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2. The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
And the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your pre-funded policy,
this is News from the Center, WRCE.
Anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
It is time for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm and savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberries, cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkins, squash, and more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and so much more. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. They are open 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Twitter, former governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, said recently that fires are over January 6th. Please. Get over it.
Keeping
it's
your
done.
Vehicle running
it
at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Coming on strong. All these other issues.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I can agree with what Tom is saying.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down. 738-8765.
I repeat, 738-8765.
This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. If you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house and rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time homebuyers. You need to call 738-8765.
You're making a bigger deal, but that's
be ready when you find your next.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
I agree. I think never forget kind of thing like with the 911.
Last night was the worst
don't forget,
night
but then there's so
of
much
my life, no doubt.
Like,
cause while I stayed at home,
there,
someone else took you out.
Well, I
cried cause I love you with all
like,
my might. And I miss thee, how I miss thee, at your house last night. I miss holding hands,
holding
your arm. I miss the sweet kiss that was mine for so long.
Thank you so much, Carmella. I appreciate you checking in. And Rob from Fort Edwards, we're going to go to you real quickly, too, before we run out of time. Good morning, Rob.
So tight.
Good morning.
I miss you.
If there's something that's going to destroy our economy, destroy our freedoms, destroy our country, the education system, the list is endless, it's what took place or attempted to take place on January 6th.
Thank you, Rob. Really appreciate it. Well, and I just think Donald Trump and many of Republicans, MAGA Republicans, are already setting the stage for not accepting the results of this election.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been hearing this for months, and he says it at all of his rallies now. He doesn't need your money, he said over the weekend. Okay, but keep selling those watches and stuff, because he doesn't need any money.
And Bibles.
And but he does need your vote. And then at one point he said, we already have it. So... we are still faced with a possibility this could happen again.
Were you happy?
And that's why I don't think
with new arms,
I'm not over it.
I'm not over it.
Sorry, Scooter, I'm just not. News is coming up next when we return. Melissa Kay will be here from Civic Media, News Director for WFHR. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Mayer on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Center, WRCE.
Tempest calm.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Just a few hours' time on Monday, Hurricane Milton exploded into a Category 5 powerhouse and set a course from Florida's Gulf Coast. Now it's just been downgraded to a Category 4. ABC's Jim Ryan in Tampa.
With dozens of counties under a state of emergency, residents of coastal Florida didn't have to be told twice to run for safety. On Monday night, Tampa International Airport was crowded with people trying to get out of town. Weather worsens, the airport is closing.
With 28 days to go, Vice President Kamala Harris sitting for a primetime interview on CBS in 60 Minutes.
I believe in my soul and heart. The American people are ready to turn the page.
Trump was back on Fox following the day Israel marked the first anniversary of the October 7th attack by Hamas. The fighting continued in Gaza and Lebanon, where Israel fired nearly 200 projectiles into Israel. Cost to play Mega Millions about to rise, going from $2 to $5 in April. This is ABC.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media Live. online at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A rescue team is back in Wisconsin after helping the Hurricane Helene recover in North Carolina. 16 members of Wisconsin Task Force 1 brought supplies for victims like inflatable boats, life jackets, and protective gear. They arrived at Volk Field on Saturday. The team's leader says they'll return to North Carolina if they're needed. A federal judge is ordering a Russell County township to bring back its electronic voting machines. James Kelly reports.
The injunction requires the county of Doornapple to offer an accessible voting system at all of their polling places for the November 5th election. The Department of Justice filed a complaint in September alleging that the town had not provided the accessible voting machines for voters with disabilities were able to participate in the April and August election. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Fritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Schwabba. Beyonce's album Cowboy Carter was snubbed when it came to the Country Music Awards, even though it hit the top of the charts. Country singer Luke Bryan addressed the controversy on the Andy Cohen Live podcast, saying he understood why her fans were upset, but also gave Beyonce some advice, saying, if you're going to make country albums, come into our world and be country with us. Just a word of the wise from Beyonce, Brendan Gaines Hall might be sort of tough if you're moving to Nashville. People that have near-death experiences often say they see a light. During COVID, Al Pacino says he was close to death and even had no pulse at one point, and paramedics had to bring him back to life. Pacino also offered that when he was supposedly no longer alive and transitioning, that there was nothing and he could not see a light. Or maybe God saw righteous guilt. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's I'm meteorologist Roddy Price. Grab that jacket if you have to head outdoors during the overnight. We'll see clear skies and light winds, and that'll allow temperatures to drop to the middle 30s by daybreak. A little patchy frost will be possible. After that melts away, sunny skies, highs in the lower 70s. Right now it's 37.
You've been too gone.
The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind us, the birthplace of the Republican Party, executive director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the paying app. The
bill. And they're on air.
Vice Presidential Debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of the day to be on television for the public benefit, the narrative question, fact-checking, get consistent at best?
You're but absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is failing massively by trying to both now sides everything and wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Law Forward's General Counsel Jeff Mandel to talk about voting rights and the threat that the MAGA cult poses to our election processes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go. But you've been too gone for too long.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Mock. Now you can on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Now you can call and text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Just a reminder, if you want to find out who is representing you in the Wisconsin legislature, because we do have new maps now. We have everything you could possibly need. It is the Civic Media's new legislative voter guide. You will find everything, and I mean everything. If you have questions about the election 29 days from today, go to civicmedia.us/voter-guide. All kinds of stuff on our website at civicmedia.us. All right. Excited to have our friend and colleague. to join us. Melissa Kay is the news director and on-air personality for WFHR and WIRI. Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
Good morning, Jane. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You had sent out an interview that you did last week with a survivor of Hurricane Katrina. And I listened to it on Friday after I got home. And I was just so moved by this woman and her experience and the things she had to say. Melissa, can you tell us how that all happened?
Well, Andrea Duffo is somebody that I knew years ago. We actually knew each other when we lived in Como. And she had moved down to North Carolina a couple of years ago, and then recently moved to First Pine, North Carolina, which is just north of Asheville, which we've heard a lot about in the news, because it is a little bit bigger of a town. Well, Spruce Pine is only about 2,200 people, but they were just absolutely devastated. And I have been seeing, you know, because she's part of my friend group on Facebook, and I know her daughters, and so I've been seeing posts from her daughters, because she was out of touch with 5 days.
Oh, my.
I mean, to let you know, our when it comes to storms in Wisconsin, we have a certain, like, oh, there's going to be a tornado, let's step outside and watch it. And Andrea had said that her mom, I'm not usually afraid of storms. This is the scariest thing I've ever seen. And then she went offline for 5 days.
That must have just been terrifying for her.
It was terrifying for her. But she said to me, she said, Mom, if I had a basement, I would have been in it. But they don't have a basement. They don't prepare for this kind of stuff. Well, it's not what they expect. They prepare for forest fires.
Exactly. And a basement wouldn't have helped her either. It probably would have made it worse because it would have just filled up with water. Right. We're in a place in clips from this interview. Melissa Kelly played clip number one. How was she able to get out? I mean, did her house survive?
Yep, her house survived. On one side of her, a tree landed on it. On the other side, there was a landslide, and the house slid down the hill. Like, she couldn't see that house previous to the storm. After the storm, she could see it.
Never saw
the end in sight. It slid that far down the hill. But she had a tree drop across her driveway, took down power lines. So she was trapped without power for 5 days there. She said she existed on Ritz crackers and tuna fish, because it was, she didn't have to cook that.
One of the reasons I really wanted to have you on, Melissa, because the misinformation and disinformation, and let's just call them outright lies, continue about how Biden-Harris administration is handling relief efforts for a lot of these communities. And let's play clip number three, Kelly.
Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Different areas set up for people to get things.
If you have seen any of the photos, the destruction in these areas is almost unfathomable. It is so widespread, and essentially downtowns and communities just completely washed away. And then we have the former president going on stage at a rally over the weekend saying, quote, Kamala Harris has left them stranded. This is the worst response to a storm or a catastrophe or a hurricane that we've ever seen. The federal government, the White House, is doing nothing. To that end, FEMA actually now had to put up a web page debunking all the bull that is going on out there about relief efforts. And this is making things worse for people who were affected by these storms.
It absolutely is, and that's one of the things that Andrea says, which is like the, everything I saw was awful, absolutely horrendous. What I'm seeing on social media is even worse. She said the misinformation is not helping in this place. They have, you know, there are groups in place before the storms hit. They were ready, they were prepared, as prepared as you can be. But, you know, some of the topography there that I know, they have one road. Up to someone's house. That road is called
You can buy the chisel. It's really hard to get out.
I can buy the stone.
Oh, absolutely. And just the communications, at least in some of those areas, those more remote areas, Melissa, they still don't have cell phone service.
And one of them is that the communication station was a satellite company located on our home. That's the only reason she was able to write this down. It said, do you want to let
Well, and the other thing report I saw over the weekend was that because in some areas there is still not cell phone service, and if emergency responders, people are posting things on Facebook saying, so-and-so is trapped, I'm on this bridge, and they send a crew up there, and there's no one there. So they're actually diverting resources. They're wasting these resources.
Wait, what?
Yes. People are putting up bogus information on social media to send rescue crews to an area where there is no one.
I hope that people are arrested. Because that's like a crime.
If it's not a crime, it should be a crime. Lines up, that's not how this works.
It makes me really worried to say what if the same thing happens there that happened in Texas when the grid went and that's the power went out this year. And you had people shooting at linemen coming in from out of the state and giving them poison water and harassing them just for trying to help these individuals. And that's what you have a congressman saying that you can control the weather and the people with people do this. But then social media is just reverberating that message of, it's like, FEMA's not doing a good job, oh, why is this only in certain states? It's, could you imagine how much blood if you took all of that energy and just, at the very least, said donate blood, donate water, donate money?
Yes.
Just one little thing. I'm not even asking you to go down there and help. Just say, use your platform to help.
Well, and that's another thing, as far as being able to help, and we're gonna get to more of that. But we started talking about this last week, Melissa, and told folks go to civicmedia.us/help. We have direct links to agencies that are on the ground there, including the Red Cross, including Samaritan's Purse, and World Central Kitchen as well. I've seen their videos. They're there. They've got crews there. And as Andrea said, FEMA is also there. Have a place that they're that FEMA is staying in hotels, really nice hotels, and only working until 5 o'clock. And so people who need housing and who have been displaced can't stay anywhere because the FEMA people are all staying and living it up at this hotel. That's a lie.
And they're bringing resources to the border. Like, they're bringing immigration. It's, you don't get to be a billionaire. Sorry, let's go.
I was just saying, they're doing what I mean. Our guest, she's news director and on-air personality for WFHR and
WIRI.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business?
Family, and
if
she
so,
had the
consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane,
all this
bulk lubes, and fuel.
And
we have you covered. If you're considering a new
lying.
Fuel provider,
like
please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914
and
see if we're the right fit for you.
Brian Kemp himself debunked that claim.
Changing someone's
Trump
life is one
said,
of the greatest
Thomas,
feelings that
Kamala
a person
spent all
can
her
have.
FEMA money, billions of dollars
to have that
on
feeling each time they donate their time
the
to help others.
In the history of
Schmidt Woodland Hills is a
you
great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt
FEMA
is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies
funny
on the kindness
works,
and generosity
it?
Of members of our
when
community to make
too.
A difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
He talked to him.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Vision full retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Go to civicmedia.us/
Saturday. 9 to 5.
Have
American
you tried
Red
the
Cross,
Bloody Mary Burger at Quail
World
Run?
Central Kitchen,
it's a must.
Samaritan's
Imagine.
Purse.
Two juicy patties,
these
two
are
slices of cheddar, and two strips of smoked candied bacon, all smothered in
don't
the chef's secret Bloody Mary
pack.
Sauce. It's available all October, and it's so good, it's
people,
spooky.
Because
and
this
if
is the
you
time
save room for dessert,
grifters.
Don't
yeah,
miss out on their marshmallow
all
cheesecake.
Kinds of are gonna
it's
come
the perfect sweet ending to an unforgettable meal at Quail Run. It's October for flavors that are hauntingly delicious.
Absolutely give blood. And
Reedsburg
can,
Area
if
Medical Center
group,
welcomes
we
family practitioner Dr. Sydney Anderson.
Working on different chronic and acute illnesses that people come in for. And being able to work with that grandparents and their children and their grandchildren and be able to see families throughout their entire life. So just forming those relationships, getting to know patients and working partnering with them to be the healthiest they can be throughout their life.
For more info about Dr. Anderson, visit
AMCHealth.com. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm and Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecairns.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. It is time for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm and savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberries, cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkins, squash, and more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider, donuts, turnovers, and so much more. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. They are open 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs. Oakwood Fruit Farm. News from the center, WRCE. Oakwood Fruit Farms.
Nightlight with Peach Schwaba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Tara, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Peach Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
America's Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. Second thing is that act is going to be shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to not just the 1%, but the 1% of people who have seen so many benefits in this system, and we have to start to understand.
The Maggie Dawn
Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
My arms started fading. Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like, why love, why
do all the fatherhoods first, never stop with me.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is news from the center.
You're listening to
pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That are essentially being told about the response of the federal government. I think it's really important that we reinforce why they don't want people just showing up there. And I don't doubt that many people are doing this out of the goodness of their hearts, wanting to break things and to help out. But Kevin, play clip number 5.
I had a bad reputation as a good time man.
But now, baby, I'm a full-grown man. And I'm all wrapped up in your love. Just like I am. For the recovery.
And I don't want to ever go crazy about you. I'm all wrapped up in your love.
And there, I mean, there are roads that are completely washed away, especially in some of these mountainous areas. And if you go there, the last thing you need to do is get stuck or get in trouble and have to divert more resources away. And the other thing, too, is if you show up there with a truckload of supplies, where are you going to stay?
But I can't.
Then where are you going to go with the supplies?
Exactly. So if you have something locally, like you said, Melissa, what's going on up there?
We have a booth with I did not pull it up to the air. Organizers in the place that they're going. It's being organized through a volunteer, legitimate organization.
Great.
Filling up semi-trailer with supplies, water. They're asking for generators and chainsaws because they're going to be needed.
Oh.
They don't have power. They need. The trees are down everywhere. Roads are upset. Roads are washed out. Andrea said that the road she traveled on to get out of North Carolina into Tennessee, she said she saw just horrible things that she doesn't want to even talk about. But as soon as she got out, they closed down that road.
Wow. Wow.
Because there's still, you know, some of these, the roads are structurally not sound. So they can not run on them. They're not making it worse.
And I'm all we're talking about Andrea Ducklow, who was able to get out of Tennessee, survive Tennessee, one of them, North Carolina, Nashville, North Carolina. And I think it's really important, Cal, to play this clip 6, please, from Andrea Ducklow. This. Don't make these states and these poor people political footballs. It's wrong. I don't care which administration it is. It's wrong. And they deserve better than that from all of us. So go to civicmedia.us/help. We have links there. You you can see Melissa's entire piece and listen to Melissa's entire piece at civicmedia.com/news. Brendan from New Jersey has been very patient on the phone. Brendan, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I think that I just can't even imagine. I just took a phone call in my industry. I'm in the rental vehicle industry. Sometimes and we just had some folks get clobbered. I had dealers lose their homes and their businesses all changed too. I just took a call from a woman who lives in the Tampa area because you know there's a 10-foot wall of water heading for Tampa. I haven't recovered from last year.
Coming to you.
And can I get my people to high ground without the insurance company knowing where I'm keeping them? I said, by all means, get them. We need to get them. But and you treat me so kindly. Let's try to get a hold of where we can send baby clothes and food. Because the scams are going to involve money and debit cards. And can stay safe when they need to be is the way to go, I think. Unless you can find a true charity that you trust. All you America first and all you make America greater again, you better be doing all this right now. Otherwise, I don't want to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Brendan. Really appreciate it. Well, and I think it's important to note that GOP House Speaker Moses Mike Johnson has said that the FEMA funding that was included in the stopgap spending bill approved last week is enough. So there's no need for lawmakers to come back early.
No, of course not.
And there were a number of representatives in the House who voted against increasing FEMA, including Matt Gaetz of Florida, MTG of Georgia, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Nancy Mace of South Carolina, Thomas Massie of Kentucky, Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, Chip Roy of Texas, our very own Ron Johnson voted against it too. Oh, and Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. Yeah.
And Derek Van Orden. Something I want to make mention too. Brendan was talking about food. Melissa made a mention in our chat. Can openers.
That's a great point.
Can openers are needed, so those are great.
Go to our websites, civicmedia.us/help. Melissa Kay, great work. Thank you so much for doing what you do. Really appreciate you making time for us today. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hard living tale kicking.
And all